Amen, amen. That's our pastor. Let's give him another hand. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you for this opportunity, Pastor, and I just want to thank the family and the body of Christ. Now, this is my first time doing this, and I feel good about it because I'm in the house of the Lord, and I'm glad to be in here one more time. You got E-flat? You got E-flat? I remember when I was in the Baptist church, I said, no, he's all right. Just for the old Baptist people, ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? That's for you, Kim. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Time is limited. Time is limited. Time is limited. I'm with you, Pastor. Amen. Yes, today, praise God, it's Fifth Sunday, and we have something special. We have a group of people that come in that really
crazy.
Praises God. He is crazy, too. Crazy. It's a good thing to have holy humor. Amen. I love holy humor, and I love the saints of God. Amen. And I love seeing another day, because it's a day I've never seen before, and it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. But we have a group of people that's going to come to you today, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of what's going to happen. They all have 5 minutes. Period. My wife said she was going to make me a broom. Have you guys watched the Apollo before? The Sandman, when he come out and do his little shuffle with his broom? She was going to make me a broom to sit over there, so when they start acting up, I was going to tell him, hit it, Doc. Let's get them off the stage. So I don't want to have to do that to you. Let him use you, but I guarantee he can use you in 5 minutes. I promise you, somebody's soul can be saved in 5 minutes. And Pastor said we always need to promote our own, amen? Yeah, I know, he says that all the time, right? Because you never know when you're in this position and you need somebody to lift you up. So we're gonna just do a practice run right quick, right? Let's hear it for Pastor Dunn. Come on, watch. Come on. Come on, keep going, keep going, keep going. Hey, hallelujah. Praise God. I love your church, man. Obedience is better than sacrifice, right? Sometimes I believe it's better than collard greens, but you know, it's all good in fried chicken. Y'all see, right? Amen. Amen. Our first person that's coming up today, I've watched her come in with her husband. And when I say class, dignified, and she appeared to be saved to me. I don't judge anybody, but she appeared to be saved to me. So I want to introduce to some and present to other, none other than Pastor Vicki Scott.
Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, everybody. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity. I am wise enough to know that you can tell a lot about what the Lord wants to do in your life by the people he sends into your life. And I am grateful to God for the opportunity to meet Pastor Tony Dunn just a few short years ago. The steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, that I do know. And I am so grateful to be in this place, to be in this space, and to share with each and every one of you what God has for us. God has prepared a 5-course meal for us this morning, and I believe I'm the appetizer. So please pray with me. If you bow your heads for a quick moment, eternal God, our Father, we come before you now in the name of Christ Jesus. The name that is above every name, O God, to lift you, to praise you, to magnify you, O God, to glorify you, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. We magnify you, O God, in the beauty of holiness, God, and we lift your name, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, for the good work that is being performed right now, even until the day of Jesus Christ. We bless you, O God, and believe it to be so. And everybody who believes said, amen. Glory to God. Living in God's favor. Living in God's favor is synonymous to living in God's grace, his purpose, his obedience, and his peace. Amen. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, in the King James Version, it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. When Paul wrote this to the church in Ephesus, there was some rift going on. Folks were still believing that what we do is what's important for God. But let me tell you a secret. God is more concerned about who we're becoming than what we are doing for him. We can praise and sing songs of Zion to the Lord, and that is necessary and essential when you're operating in your primary gift. Glory to God. But what is even more important is when we are sowing the seed in someone else's life, when we're walking in our purpose. Our purpose is to serve God and to obey him. Amen? Amen. And serving God, we serve others, which means if there's a need, if my brother or my sister has a need, I have the opportunity to fill that need. Walking in my calling means walking that I'm united with God, and that everything that God requires of me, it is not a problem. My secondary calling is what I'm actually doing in the body of Christ, and we need each and every gift in the body of Christ. The Bible is sharing with us here, is letting us know that there is nothing we can do in and of ourselves. The gift of God, which is the inheritance. The inheritance. Anybody know about an inheritance? Glory to God. That means that there is something that has been left for me. Something that God has left on record for me to know and to understand that there is a gift for me. There is salvation, and we can only get it through Jesus Christ. Favor. The favor of God. The favor of God. What does it mean to live in his favor? It means to live completely reliant on the Lord Jesus Christ. It means that I understand the redemptive work that took place on the cross when Christ went to Calvary. I am so grateful for Golgotha, the place of the skull, where Jesus went to die to save all of our souls. Because of the cross, I can find favor living in God. Amen? Glory to God. Living in God means to live in his favor, means to live in his image. Not how he looks, but revealing the true character of God in this earth realm. People will never see Jesus Christ, but they will see us. How many people will walk away from the Lord or come to the Lord based on what we're presenting to them? That's a question. How many of us are truly walking in the image of God? That is the favor of God. And with favor comes obedience. When you're living in God's favor, you're living in obedience. Is obedience easy? Is obedience easy? But it's doable, because the Lord tells us over in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 and 27, he says, I will give you a new heart. I will remove the stony heart from you, and I will create a heart of flesh, a heart that is pliable, a heart that is responsive, a heart that is receptive to me and to my will. Glory to God. The Lord says, I will give you the ability. I will make it happen for you. So it begs the question, why is there disobedience? Or can I just ask the question, is there disobedience? If the Lord can put his spirit into us, why is there still disobedience? Glory to God. Wow, that 5 minutes came fast. Bless God. Bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, there's a song that says, walk it like I talk it. Did she walk it like she talked it? Amen. We got a lot in that 5 minutes. Amen. Amen. We're going to move along. There's another brother that I've had a chance to hear before. And I was dancing in my chair, running in my shoes, and doing everything I could. All that running, my nose was dripping and everything when I heard this man speak. And I enjoyed it. I guarantee you, this brother is going to come to you today and give you some fire. He's going to give us some fire. So at this time, let's thank God for Pastor Lawrence Scott. Amen. Come on, here we go, here we go. Let's hear it, let's hear it. Yay. Hallelujah. Yes.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning, new day. Amen. 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 I wish y'all wouldn't have put me after my wife, but Y'all should have let me go before her. Amen. 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 God is good. The passage of scripture that I want to read today comes from Proverbs chapter 3. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I'm going to start at verse 8 because there's a connection I want to make about living in God's favor. Starting at verse 8, it says, from the King James Version, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and that thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Solomon is the writer of our lesson. He is one of the wisest men to ever live, and he had great ambition for young men. And he was, and his whole first chapters was he was writing to a younger man to get them, give them instruction in business and in their lives and everything else that they need to do. This was a book of instructions, so he was giving instructions to them. So when he wrote this and he said, it should be health to thy navel, I went back and I studied the navel. The navel in the body of a woman, the baby in the body of a woman, the navel is connected by the umbilical cord. The umbilical cord is what gives all of the nutrients, all of the life. Everything that that child needs is connected from that mother's umbilical cord. And once the umbilical cord is cut, the baby can still live because he has a central point. And the central point is the navel. But what went into that navel was nutrients. For us as Christians, what is our central point? What is our connection? And how are we connected to God? Amen. We're connected through his word. And if we don't get his word, then we can't get anything else. One of the things that I did notice, I get prescription medication every now and then, and one of the things that I had to take up and I had to look at, amen, that really caught my attention, it says, remember that your doctor has prescribed this medication because he or she judges that the benefits is more greater than the risk of the side effects. I know sometimes the word can be hard. I know sometimes the word can cut you. But the benefits of the medication is more than the side effects. Because the side effects will not kill you, but there's a benefit in this word. Because if you get the word in you, you can honor the Lord with your first fruit. So quit saying that the Lord, I can't tithe, because you can. And God is not in your budget. God is outside of your budget. Amen. Quit putting him in your budget. First pay your tithe, then pay your budget. I know that hurts somebody. But the side effects. Don't worry about the side effects. Worry about the benefit of the word. Because the word said that you'll have more when you give more. The more you lack, the more you're going to have. And I'm not speaking this to try to get you to tithe, amen. That's on you. We can talk about tithe, but you got to have that spirit in you in order to do it. Because if you don't do it and you wonder, well, why are they always blessed? Because they give like they're supposed to. Because they realize that the benefits from the medication is more important than the side effects of somebody telling you, we ain't going to have enough. The devil will always come to you and say, well, you got bills to pay. Yeah, I had those bills before I met Jesus. But with Jesus, everything will work out. Because sometimes he'll give you an extension. Sometimes he'll give you a reprieve. And sometimes he'll just give you a miraculous breakthrough, amen. And everything will be taken care of if you just trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. God bless you.
Yes, shout yes. Say yes. Yes. He had 30 seconds left, so I just thought I'll fill in a little bit. Praise God. Did I tell you? What did I tell you? Did I tell you that was going to be some fire? He was what? Lit. He was lit. He was on point. I was like, Lord, I just thank him. I just thank you for sending you to this house, man. Look at this road. Y'all, look at this road right here. When I say fire, I mean fire. Shut up in all of these bones right here. And I know these bones are living right now. And I thank God for the leaders of this house. Praise God. Amen. I got another brother that's coming up. He is smooth. forgive me for saying this, sexy chocolate woo! Ball head. And he liked to keep things in order. Order. Yes, he believes in protocol. Always lifting his wife up. Always talking about his wife. He knows his place and his position, and I thank God for him. He's my brother, my friend. I'd known him for several years before I came to the church. In case you didn't know, this is my nephew, Trey, my blood nephew. Actually, my nephew's son. I raised him. He invited me here, and when I came to the church, oh, man, this is a wonderful church. And I was digging the pastor, and I couldn't leave. I couldn't leave because I was digging the pastor because he was very relevant to what was going on in my life. And I just thank God for bringing me here. Thank you for the invitation. But when I walked in the door and I saw Elder Joyce and Dr. Tim, I said, this is the place for me. And I just thank God for bringing me here. So at this time, let me introduce to you Sexy Chocolate, Dr. Tim. Amen. Come on, let's give it up. Yes. Yes, sir. Look at that. Woo!
I promise I'll pay you later. No, I don't know where he got all that from, but I'm just a child of God, and I just love Jesus. And I have to be honest, God has kind of messed this all up that I wrote. But I'm going to try to stick as close to it as possible. But I have to go back about 10 years when we talk about living in God's favor. On my way to a game, because most of you know I officiate CIF football. On my way to that game, I had an accident. It was a head-on collision. And the devil wasn't pleased with the head-on collision, so he decided to swing the car around, and right inside my door, the gentleman who hit me decides to mash the gas. So he pinned me against the curve and his car. And believe me, I saw my life flash before my eyes. See, God is kind of turning something around here. I didn't understand what was going on because I just made a commitment and said, God, for you I live and for you I die. And just when I made that commitment, the enemy tried to take me out. So when you talk about living in the favor of God, it's not about an external thing. It's not about the house or the car. It's not about the kids and the wife, but it's about your relationship with God. And because I decided to live for God, the enemy tried to take me out. But then I was reminded of a lady in the Bible who had an issue of blood. She had a long 12-year issue with issue of blood that was flowing in her body, and she was considered unclean. But when you get ready to call on the name of Jesus, here's the funny part. Jesus wasn't thinking about her. He was on his way to Jairus' house. She just happened to be in the crowd. And as she was in the crowd, she made a commitment. Because see, here's the thing about favor. The thing about favor is it's about your faith, because that's what accesses favor in your life. So this woman with an issue of blood, she decided that, you know what? I can't suffer like this no longer. I can't do this any longer. I've given all of my money away. I paid every doctor to try to heal me. I tried my best to do what I need to do, but God, I need your help. So this woman, she made up in her mind, she used her faith, she accessed the faith that she had in her, and she said, God, if I could just touch. So when I was in that car, I just said, God, if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I will be made whole. So I was able to step out of the car, even though he had his foot on the gas pedal. I was able to still live for God. I was still able to go and do what God has called me to do. So today, it was 10 years ago that I'm standing before you to preach the word of God. So I just want to say that if you want to live in God's favor, you need to build a relationship with him. You need to posture yourself before him, and you need to serve him with everything you got. I just want to say thank God that I'm here in the house of the Lord and I can serve him with my whole heart. Devil, every assignment that you put on my life, we're going to cancel, because it's the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus that's going to keep me and that's going to take me to the next level in my life. It's not about right now, but it's about my destiny. So I just want to say thank you and praise you. Amen.
Fire, 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 fire. Come on, fire, fire, fire. 10 years ago, we could have been talking about, do you remember Tim? But he's standing here today because of the favor of God, because God decided to give him another chance to do it all over again. We thank God for him. We thank God for the blessings of God being on his life. We thank God for taking the wheel that day when the enemy was trying to take him out. But God saw fit to allow him to see another day, because it's another day's journey, and we're glad about it. Amen. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In everything we do, we always got to honor God. How many of you have been in a bad situation before? A bad car accident, a bad relationship, a hurt, anything that causes you to want to run and flee from God. But the thing about it is, when you always honor God, he's going to take care of his promise, because he said he's a God that he would never lie. He would never leave us, nor would he ever forsake us, right? And so you just got to always honor who God is in your life. HG, honor God. Y'all remember this? Come on, here we go. Come on, let's bring it up. Come on, 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 come on. I can't see you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I'm telling you, a bad man is about to come. A bad man is about to come. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. He's a bishop, because he's a bishop over a whole bunch of stuff. I call him bishop because he's in the ministry over here. He's in a ministry over there. He's in a ministry, but he's a good jack of all trades. Amen. Come on, let's hear it for Minister Tim Johnson. Honor God, brother.
HG. Hey. God is awesome. He's in control. And he's putting out favor if you are prepared. Everybody say, hop into it. Hop into it. We're talking about the favor of God and being able to get favor from God. But in order to be able to get that favor, there are some things that we need to do. We need to hop into that favor. You need to be humble. You need to be obedient. You need to be prepared. And you need people. In the book of Elisha, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 6, it says, and Elisha said, borrow as many empty jars as you can from your friends and neighbors. Then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you. This lady had gone through a hard time in her life. She was a widow. She was poor. She didn't have a lot. She was hungry and destitute. But Elisha gave her some instructions. Borrow as many empty jars as you can and from your friends and your neighbors. Then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you. Pour olive oil from your flask into the jars, setting each one aside when it is filled.
So she did as she was told. Her sons kept bringing jars to her, and she filled one after another. Soon every container was full to the brim. "Bring me another jar," she said to one of her sons. "There aren't any more," he told her. And then the olive oil stopped flowing. So the first thing in us hopping into favor, we have to be humble. The lady had to humble herself. Can you imagine going door to door and say, "Hey, can I have a jar? Can I have a jar? I need this from you. I need the help from you. She had to humble herself. A humble heart pleases the Lord and receives the blessing. She also had to be obedient. Can you say obedient? So she had to be obedient to the man of God. The man of God told her what to do. She had to be willing to listen to what he said to go and do, to go get the jars, to go ask the people, and then to follow the rest of the instructions. He told her to go into her house with the sons and to shut the door behind you. Pour olive oil from your flask into the jars. Now, she could have already been looking at this one jar that she had that maybe only had a few drops in it, but he said, start to pour into these jars. You've collected all of them. Don't try to figure out what to do next. Just be obedient to what I've already told you to do so that you can get the favor that God has ready to bless you with. The other thing that she had to do, she had to prepare. She probably had to prepare her heart. She had to prepare her mindset. She had to prepare her sons. Sons, go out and do that. Put your clothes on. Get ready. Brush your teeth. Comb your hair. Put yourself in a place, in a position that God can be able to bless your life. You have to prepare. And when we're preparing, we're also going to be in a position. Preparing is the key to obtaining and maintaining favor. Preparing is the key to obtaining and maintaining favor. And then the next thing that we realize that is important in order for us to hop into our favor is that she needed people. She realized that she couldn't do it alone. She needed the man of God to speak wisdom into her life. She needed her sons to partnership and come into alignment with her authority as being the mother of that particular house. She also needed the people in her community and those that are around her to be able to bless her, to be able to partner with her so that the favor of God can be able to operate. See, we need people. We can't be a silo. We can't be stuck in our particular cave, in our own world, in our four walls, but we have to be able to get out, connect with other people. I need to be able to connect with you so I can write the song. I need to be able to connect with you so that I can cause my business to flourish. I need your wisdom and understanding to how to make the business prosperous, how to make the money recirculate, how to invest it, how to do stocks in the bonds. I need your wisdom. I need that knowledge base. I need people in order to walk into favor. The last part, I'm gonna bring that back to the preparation, because She told her sons to go get the jars, and she kept flowing. She kept pouring and kept pouring, and all these jars were being filled and being filled and being filled and being filled. But at a certain point, she said, "Where's the jars?" The son said, "There's no more. They ran out." But I have a question for you. What if she had more jars? What if she had more jars? Would the oil have stopped? Would the favor have stopped? So if we're being humble, if we're being obedient, if she had properly prepared, maybe there were more people that she could have connected with, and the favor of God would have continued to reign on her life. God, we thank you for teaching us how to be humble, obedient, prepare us to connect with people in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Hop! Hop to it. Hey! Praise God. Please, solicit him, please. Solicit him. Stand up one more time. Solicit his business, please. He's one of your own. Please solicit this brother, because you're on fire, brother. I thank God for you. I'm a Laker fan. I'm a Laker fan. Any other Laker fans? Seem like we got more Laker fans. Amen. I remember when they won their first championship. And Shaq was out there, and he thought about this movie, Warriors, and he started saying, "Can you dig it? Can you?" He was saying all that, right? But I thought about that warrior part. This next woman that I'm about to bring to you right now, when I say prayer, warrior, prayer, warrior, somebody that's on fire in their 20s. She's not at the club right now. She's not trying to shake it and drop it like it's hot. She's not doing any of that type of stuff. She's in the house of the Lord, worshiping and praising God because she's a warrior for the Lord. Let me introduce to you this little fire. They say, big things come in little packages. We in trouble right now because she's about to bring up the rear and close it out. I guarantee you're going to enjoy this at this time. Let's hear from Minister Ambrosia. Ambrosia. Yes, sir. Fire.
Bless God. They say that the first shall be the last and the last shall be the first. All right. So let's go ahead, of course, give honor to Pastor Tony and Sister Jackie. Thank you for this opportunity. All right, so living in God's favor, my scripture, my main scripture is Acts 7, 8 through 10, this New Living Translation. God also gave Abraham the covenant of circumcision at that time. So when Abraham became the father of Isaac, and he circumcised him on the eighth day, and the practice was continued when Isaac became the father of Jacob, and when Jacob became the father of the 12 patriarchs of Israel, of the Israelite nation. These patriarchs were jealous of their brother Joseph, and they sold him to be a slave in Egypt. But God, look at your neighbor, say, but God. But God was with him, in verse 10, and rescued him from all his troubles. And God gave him favor before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. God also gave Joseph unusual wisdom so that Pharaoh appointed him governor over all of Egypt and put him in charge of the palace. Finding favor in God can mean gaining approval. Obedience is to come under submission of one's authority. Whew, God's messing up my all my notes for me. Little Kendall, my cousin's here. Little Kendall, stand up. In Revelations 3:8 says, I know all the things you can do. Stay standing. I know all the things you can do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. Oftentimes we talk about favor, and we think about favor in cars or in a Bentley. Favor is not your red bottoms. Favor is being obedient to God. To live a life of favor is to live a life of obedience. Because Joseph obeyed, when he was in the pit, God's favor was still on his life. When he was put in prison, God's favor was still on his life. When he was thrown away, you know, tossed to the side by his brothers, God's favor was on his life. When he was rejected, God's favor was on his life. So I remember my cousin called me a couple months ago, and it was real late, and I don't answer the phone real late for many people, but for him, I did, and he said, I have to talk to you. You know, I don't understand, because when I went home, because he's visiting from college, he goes to Lincoln University, young black man, good, smart young black man, he said, I don't understand. See, we grew up in church, but, you know, there's times where pew babies, we just go and do what we want to do, but he said, I don't understand. I told God I was going to follow him. I was going to go back to him, and I've been struggling. You know, I've been looking for money to find food, and, you know, I'm trying to finish college, and I can't pay this, and I can't pay that, and I'm having all these problems, but I still want to obey God. So we talked on the phone for 3 hours, and he kept telling me how he ended up on Easter Sunday, he ended up going to a service, and God showed up, and see, he's called, and he's anointed young man. He has dreams and visions. He has big dreams and visions. He's not dreaming of having a Bentley or owning houses and cars. He's dreaming of changing the world. He wants to be a world changer. He wants to be the black Bill Gates. That's him. That's that young man. And so the Holy Spirit, just when I was driving in, he told me to tell you, because of your obedience, God's favor is going to be on your life. All those doors in Revelation 3 and 8 that are going to be open, they're going to come open for you, Kendall, because you want to obey God, because you want to follow God, because you want God to change your name, because you told, you know, you said, you know, for God I live, for God I die, because your friends who rejected you, yeah, those friends, yeah, they're going to see you, and they're going to see you grow up, and you're going to have big things. You're going to be a great architect, a great biochemist. You're going to be great things because of your obedience to God. See, Joseph's obedience to God allowed doors to open great for him. He had favor with the king of Egypt. You're going to have favor with the kings in this earth, and the doors are going to open for you that no man man can close, that no man can shut, and they're already open because of your obedience. See, Mary, she, when she obeyed God in back in Luke 1 and 30, when the angel came to her, she could have been like, oh no, not me, I don't have time to give birth right now. I can't have time to be pregnant. I'm not even married. She lived in a time and day where she could have been stoned to death for being pregnant before marriage, but the favor of God was on her life. Jesus had God's favor on his life, and because of God's favor on his life, he was able to become our redeemer and our way maker. And so when you obey God's calling on your life, when you said, yes, God, I'll go, I don't like what it feels like. Yes, God, I'll go, it's the pits. Yes, God, I'll stay at this job, even though I keep getting passed up over promotion and promotion, and on paper, I am qualified. Yes, God, I'll stay there. Yes, God, I'll start my business. Yes, God, I'll start my ministry. Yes, God, I'll serve you. Yes, God, I'll go into missions. Yes, God, I'll go across the nations. Yes, God, I'll sacrifice my money. Yes, God, I won't go shopping because I need to pay my tithes. I need to go exceedingly and abundantly. And so I got to give even more than my 10%. Yes, God, it's uncomfortable, but yes, give God your yes. Give God your yes. Giving God your yes opens up doors so that you can live a life of favor. Amen.
Give God your yes. Yes. Give God your yes. Give God your yes. Who?
Yes, sir.
Who have you been giving your yes to? Way to go, minister.
Yes.
Bow your heads, please. Amen. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your word that went forth.